This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Good morning. This is Derek Haskins, Communications Director for the South Dakota Department of Health. I'm joined this morning by Dr. Joshua Clayton, State Epidemiologist, for our Monday COVID-19 update call. Secretary Malcolm Risden is enjoying some well-deserved time off, and Dr. Clayton will provide today's update, and then we will take your questions.
Good morning, everyone. Today we're reporting 35 new cases of COVID-19 in the state. This does include 5 new hospitalizations and 0 new deaths. We have had 66 newly recovered individuals to the point where they're no longer able to transmit COVID-19. And we have 529 new negative tests that have been performed. This does bring our total COVID-19 case count to 6,716 for the state of South Dakota. Of those, we have 807 that are considered active infections and 5,818 individuals who have recovered. We have 70 individuals who are currently hospitalized, and we have had a total of 91 deaths. This does mean that we also have had 72,741 total persons who have tested negative for COVID-19. For our community impact map, we have no new updates. For our clusters, we have no updates for the Smithfield Foods. We have 165 out of 170 Demcota Ranch beef employees that have recovered, 115 out of 127 Jack Links employees that have recovered, and 82 out of 100 Dakota Provision employees that have recovered. In total, for the Aventura Arrowhead facility, we have 47 residents and 20 staff that have been identified with COVID-19 at this time. Just a quick rundown of our new cases by county. We have 1 in Beetle, 1 in Brown, 1 in Brule, 5 in Charles Mix, 4 in Coddington, 1 in Davison, 1 in Fall River, 1 in Gregory, 1 in Hanson, 1 in Hughes, 1 in Lake, 2 in Lincoln, 2 in Minnehaha, 1 in Ogallala Lakota, 6 in Pennington, 4 in Roberts, 1 in Todd, and 1 in Tripp. And I'd be happy to take any questions folks have.
I'll go ahead and unmute our line. And we're ready for your questions.
Good morning, JP at KORN News Radio.
Go ahead, JP.
Thank you very much. Dr. Clayton, could you give us an update regarding the surge in cases that was forecast about this time? Has it arrived, or are we still waiting for it to arrive?
I think, what we have seen is that a little bit of the transmission dynamics of COVID-19, are different than some of our initial modeling. So the surge in cases that we had anticipated, into late June, were, really looking at transmission occurring the same across all different parts of the state. And as we found, we do have transmission, and we are still seeing cases of COVID-19, but that level of transmission is different for every community. And so with that in mind, we have, been posting the information at that county level so that individuals living in those counties or operating businesses in those counties can take a look at that information and make decisions that are pertinent for their own individual precautions that they're going to take, as well as, what they are going to be doing for their businesses.
Next question.
Thank you.
This is Kelly Hurst from the Press and Nacogdoches.
Go ahead.
Charles Mix County has had a lot of cases this month, I think 57 new cases this month. Is there any other information about what's going on there, and is the state responding to that in any way?
With every new case, we are investigating and contacting those individuals, eliciting their close contacts, and notifying close contacts. At this point, we have not identified a specific
exposure that has resulted in a large number of cases or an ongoing number of cases. We continue to monitor the situation in Charles Mixon and other counties to make sure that if we do have a large event that would require public notice, that we would issue that notice, or if we have other potential clusters within the community, that we're following up appropriately with them.
Next question. Jack Cottle with KEVN and KOTA. The Secretary of Health and Human Services said over the weekend that the next 2 weeks are critical for getting the virus under control. Do you see that true here in South Dakota as well?
I think that it is important, as we're seeing cases increasing in other jurisdictions, that, we are very close, to that sort of transmission events happening in the state of South Dakota. It really does come down to, what level of mixing, people are doing, especially with the warmer weather. We're coming up on the 4th of July holiday, making sure that individuals are taking appropriate individual action so that they can decrease their risk of transmission. And I think a lot of what we're seeing, from the increases in some of our southern and western neighbors, is the that general increase kind of in that younger age population who are, not at a higher level of risk for severe disease and are, attending events and potentially becoming exposed. And we want to make sure that we have strong messaging for all South Dakotans as well as our younger population that is not at highest risk for those severe complications, and that that message is for individuals to take proper precautions, make sure that they're washing their hands, potentially using a face mask if they're going out in public, and then especially if they're in crowds, and making sure that they're taking additional proper precautions.
Next question.
Yeah, JP at KORN News Radio again.
Go ahead, JP.
Thank you. Could you give us an update on how health department preparations are going in anticipation of the July 3rd fireworks display out at Mount Rushmore?
Sure. So the Department of Health has been in collaboration with the Department of Tourism to make sure that the recommendations that are available on the CDC website, are available for the event, and that the majority of the focus, is making sure that individuals are, if they're going to partake in those activities, that they're taking appropriate precautions to make sure that they are, not at risk of spreading COVID-19 if they are in that the time when they're able to transmit the virus, that those who are sick are staying home rather than attending the fireworks event, and that to the extent possible that individuals are avoiding close contact with others during the event and are wearing a mask as needed.
Next question. Last call for a question.
Okay, JP, once again.
Go ahead.
This might really not be COVID-19 related. Are there any concerns regarding the Saharan Desert dust that has crossed the ocean and gotten into the United States that might be headed our way?
Anytime that we have additional particulates within the air that would potentially decrease our air quality, I think there's definitely some level of concern, especially among those who are going to be our more sensitive individuals within communities, and those would be those who have asthma, have certain chronic lung conditions such as COPD or emphysema. And I would say that those individuals should take appropriate precautions and potentially if they feel they need to, limiting their time outdoors where that particulate matter would be where they would be most susceptible to that that dust and any other particles in the air.
All right. Thank you all for joining us this morning, and we will visit with you again on Thursday.